All right, 840 here on the ticket. George, if you can reach down to the baseboard here in the studio and open that little bitty mouse door. We thought we'd get the Ticket Mouse on the show this morning. Hey, Ticket Mouse. Come on in. Get right close to that microphone.
Okay.
Close to the microphone.
This one right here.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
How are you?
I'm doing fine, Craig. Thanks for having me.
Sure. Well, what's new in your life?
I heard y'all talking about farms.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I grew up on a farm.
You did?
I did. And that farmer's wife, she was always after me trying to cut my tail off. I was always trying to run up the clock, too.
That's right. The mouse ran up the clock. Yeah.
I finally tripped that bitch and she fell into a combine.
Whoa.
Wow. That's violent.
It is.
So when did you move to the city?
The animals just at last Thursday.
No, you've been here longer than
years ago. I've been here at the Ticket for about 10 years.
That's what I thought.
But I moved straight off the farm. And the animals, that's really where I got my start, was on the farm. Because I was born there. Yeah.
Right.
And the animals loved me.
Yeah.
Because I would go to the barn and tell jokes. That was real funny. I used to make the cows laugh so hard milk would come out of their nose.
Oh, a dairy farm, huh? Yeah.
What?
Hmm?
You were a hit with the animals.
I want to go to training camp.
Okay.
You do, okay.
Think I can sneak into Norm's carry-on pill container and ride for free? That thing's huge. He's got a suitcase pill container. It's like carry-on size. Huge.
I bet you could sneak in. Just don't gobble up any of them.
Man, Norm has the best meds. Oh, his edibles are just unmatched. I ate one of his gummies, and I was tripping mouse balls for 3 days.
That's a big dose for you.
You shouldn't take others' medicine.
Plus, he's got those little blue candies or whatever that make your mouse Peter stand up on end.
You don't need to be taking those either.
What are they called? Niagaras or something?
It's some
Viagra,
like that.
Yeah,
I want to go to training camp and take Viagra with Norm.
You don't need to be doing that. Norm doesn't need to be doing
training
that either.
Training camp looks fun. I want to go interview some players that aren't going to make the team.
Well, that's not funny. They're trying to live out a dream out there.
I can try to do my Jerry Jones imitation for them.
You got one?
You have one?
Well, we are, and we do, and it is.
That's pretty good. Do it again.
Well, I think so, George. And it is, and we don't, and we do.
That's great.
Damn, that's funny.
Oh, man. You do any other impersonations?
Y'all watch The Bachelorette?
Yeah, a little bit.
You caught a load of that Alabama whore they got on there.
Ticket Mouse.
Hey, come on.
Just having fun.
She does seem to have a lot of fun with those bachelors.
Is there a bachelor she hadn't done it with? I wouldn't be with her for a million pieces of cheese, I tell you. It'd be like throwing a hot dog down a hallway.
Mr. Ticket Mouse.
Of course, any human for me would be like throwing a hot dog down a hallway.
Yeah, true.
I ain't got much down there, but what I got, I make it count. You know what I'm saying? You guys know what I'm saying.
Sure,
right?
I guess we know what you're saying.
When are y'all going to have Mouse's night out?
That's a good idea.
Yeah, you need to have Girl Mouse's night out.
It'll be Mice Night Out?
Yeah, it's hard to meet mouses around here.
Is it?
Yeah, and they're always getting killed by Norm's cane.
Oh, yeah. Dangerous life.
Very dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you know, I've been watching Fox News. What's going on with this Mueller stuff?
Hey, Ticket Mouse.
What?
You know what? I've got a gift for you.
Uh-huh.
Since we're headed to training camp, and if you're going to go with us, I thought you would enjoy this.
Food or like some crackers?
No, it's a book. It's the complete unabridged edition of the history of Dallas Cowboys training camp.
Look at that.
It's 1,100 pages.
Well, that's too big for me. No, 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 please.
Did you catch it? Oh. It bounced, apparently.
Oh, my God.
Ticket Mouse, are you okay? I thought you could catch it. I don't know what I was thinking.
I can't breathe. I'm more mangled than James Dean in his Porsche named Little Bastard.
Chicken Mouse, I'm so sorry.
All my little ribs are crushed.
His little ribs.
It did hit him hard, but he does this every time.
You think he's faking it?
Yeah, totally.
Man, I don't know. I think I see mouse blood.
I see mouse
Jesus. Yeah, I see.
And he's standing there with John Ritter and Hitler.
What?
All right.
You may be going to the wrong place.
Hallucinating somehow.
I see flames that are now consuming me and Hitler together.
Don't go to the flames.
Stop it.
Stay with us. Don't go. Stay with us.
He's fine.
No. I think he's in mouse hell.
Ritter and Hitler.
I'm back, you in Everest.
He's okay.
Well, we do, and we don't.
Thank Gary. All right, Ticket Mouse, see ya. There he goes, the Ticket Mouse.